praying the Lord Jesus' many brothers and sisters can come to church early and pray. May God bless everyone.
我们中国人说这个一朵花可以去就是一个世界。
As Chinese saying, a flower is represent a world.
伊丽莎是一个世纪。
Elijah.
Elisa.
Elisha.
One sin.
That's one.
One flower can tell on the whole world, and one sin can tell the whole century. Elisha is a city.
One sin is the whole century.
So, I want to learn from the Elisha's life.
So, tonight I'd like to use this topic, a grain of wheat, to learn the teaching of the truth of life.
最近跟一些同龄在讨论教会的发展问题。
Recently, I discussed with a brother sister about the prosperity of the church.
有的同龄相当认同一个教会应该有一个专职传道，做一粒麦子。
Some of the members agree that each church should have one pastor as full-time pastor in the local church.
他应该那个教会的主要的带领人。
That pastor as represent the leader of this church.
然后呢，他应该很认真的完全投入在那个地方。
And this pastor should fully devoted to this church.
不可以把他调开地方教会。
And cannot arrange for him to some other church.
一个礼拜七天呢，最好在那里专注的开拓牧养这样子。
A week 7 days fully devoted. For pastoring around this church.
他们觉得只要有这样子，那教会一定会兴旺。
So they believe if they are done this way, the church will be prospered.
但是我们小弟的分享是，我们每个人都是一粒麦子。
But my assuring that every one of us is a grain of wheat.
因为罗马书十二章讲，我们保罗劝我们要将自己的身体献上，当作活祭。
The Romans chapter 12 described that the Paul encouraged us that we should sacrifice our body as a living sacrifice to God.
那这是神所喜悦的。This
is what God has pleased.
所以不只是传道人做一粒麦子。So
not only the pastor as a grain of wheat.
每一个弟兄姐妹都应当是一粒麦子。So
every one of us as a brother or sister as a grain of wheat.
我们来看约翰福音十二章的二十三节到二十五节。Look
at John chapter 12.
我们今天来思考这几节。So
today let's meditate about these verses.
约翰福音十二章的二十三节到二十五节。John
chapter 12, verse 23 to 25.
二十三节到二十五节。Verse
23 to 25.
耶稣说：“人子得荣耀的时候到了。”二十四节。Verse
24.
我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子。 不落在地里死了，仍就一粒。若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。我们从这个经文，我们来谈三点。From
these verses, let's discuss 3 points.
第一点，我们要请看下一个 slide。我们要回想自己的生命，是不是一粒麦子？So
first point that we need to recall our life as if it's a grain of wheat.
那第二点，我们来谈一谈呢。 麦子的生命到底有什么特色？
So the second point is, what are the benefits and special
characteristics
of a grain of wheat?
那第三个，我们再来谈一谈，要落在土里面死了。
So the third point is after the grain of wheat fall onto the ground and die.
就从这样来学习。From
these 3 points, we study together.
我们看下一个 slide，马太福音十三章的三十八节。
Matthew, let's look at Matthew chapter 13, verse 18.
马太福音十三章三十八节。Matthew
chapter 13 verse 38.
十三章三十八节。13 verse 38。田地就是世界的好种，田地就是世界，好种就是天国之子。败子就是那二子之子。三十九节。39。撒败子的仇敌就是魔鬼。在教会的发展历史里面，有的人可能认为他是麦子，但是最后证明他是败子。
In the history of true church, the growth of true church, some people recognize themselves as a grain of wheat. Some people recognize themselves as a tares.
Some people thought they are wheat, but they end up to be what? tear. It's a fact, right? 犹大就是像这样的人。
So Judah is a person, is an example.
圣经上讲犹大从开始他就是一个贼。
So the Bible says in the beginning, Judah is a robber.
我们说一个麦子要落到土里面死了，那在落到土里面死之前，我们要先检查，如果自己是败子，落到死里面死了，整个田地是更麻烦的。
So Judah is a thief. That we have to examine ourselves if it's the grain of wheat has fallen onto the ground, and what produce after fall onto the ground.
If grain of tear fall into the ground, it will cause more trouble than not fall into the ground, isn't it? 所以我们真的要内自省，在我们完全投入神的国度之前，要先有内自省的功夫。
So if we before we fully devote to the Lord, that we need to examine ourselves.
因为圣经上讲啊，从情欲撒种的会从情欲收败坏。
So the Bible says, whoever sows in the flesh will reap destructions.
其实当结果子的时候，败子跟麦子长得是不一样的。
But actually, when the fruit grows, the outer appearance of the fruits of tares and the fruits of wheat is different.
因为败子它是不会结果子的。
Because tares will not grow fruit.
所以在整个这个田里面啊，那个败子啊是站得非常的挺直，这个迎风招展。
So in this field, that the tares grow and very firmly, even the wind. Blow still grow firmly.
Very beautifully growing, huh? In the field, huh? 那败麦子你就看到结实之后，它就头低低的了。
So, but we see if the wheat has growing, the end of the wheat will go the head will go towards the ground.
这个就是代表败子啊，没有谦卑的心。
So this saying that the tears does not have the heart of humbleness.
没有温柔的态度。
Does not have the attitude of meekness.
这样败子不但没有敬虔的内心，也没有敬虔的外貌。
So the tear does not have a godly heart, and also does not have godly appearance.
今天我们来到教会啊，很怕没有敬虔的外在，也没有敬虔的里面。
So today we came to church with afraid that we do not have a godly appearance outer and also inner.
有时候我们来到教会啊，如果慕道者来到教会里面
，If the true seeker came to our church，
看到有的人的这种言谈举止、穿着装饰，像这个摇滚乐的人一样
，To see the speech and action, also the outer wearing, it's just like the rock and roll band.
那他们来这边就觉得说，奇怪，这个听到的人怎么会这样子呢
？So they came to our church and feel very strange. How come the listener dressed this way？
怎么嘴巴讲话也会有时候讲一些粗鲁的话呢
？For what they speak is very rude.
没有温柔的态度呢
？Does not have an attitude of meekness.
所以我们在教会里面也要鼓励我们青年不但有敬虔的内在，也要敬虔的外在。
So today in our church that we have to encourage the youth not only have to outer godliness appearance, also have inner godliness in
our
heart.
Not only you shall have inner, but you shall have outer. 不太一样因为别人一下子没有办法进入我们内心深处别人一下子看到我们外表的。
So people cannot directly see through our heart, but most of the times only see through our outer appearance.
我最近看 NBA 的比赛有点难过。
So lately I had seen the NBA's games, I feel very sad.
好像很少找到这个球员身上没有 tattoo 的。
So it's very rare that you can find someone does not have tattoo.
那这个青年到底要去哪里找这个role model 来效法呢？
So the youth, where does youth find the role model to imitate?
所以我们不只是要，我们不只是要像麦子，像这个败子，像麦子，我们要做真正的麦子。
So that we not only need to be the likeness of the grain of wheat, that we truly need to be like the grain of wheat.
那有的人他看起来是不像败子，是像麦子的。
Some people look does not like the tear, but look.Like a grain of wheat.
但是它里面是没有生命的，没有神的生命的。
But in their heart does not have life, does not have life of God.
这个圣经上讲叫把它叫做糠皮就是没有 生命的麦子。
And the Bible describes this as
sheaf.
A sheaf does not, the grain does not have life.
我们来看马太福音三章十二节。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 3, verse 12.
马太福音三章十二节。
Matthew chapter 3, verse 12.
三章十二节。
Matthew chapter 3, verse 12.
他手里要拿的笨鸡要扬进他的仓，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧灭了。啊，这么提到啊，神在末的日子要把糠烧灭了。
So here I describe that in the end day, God will bring out the chaff of unquenched fire.
我们来看诗篇的第一篇第四节。
So Psalm 1 verse 4.
诗篇第一篇第四节。
Psalm 1 verse 4.
诗篇第一篇第四节。
Psalm 1 verse 4.
恶人并不是这样，乃像糠皮被风吹落。糠皮就是只有那个壳啊，麦子的壳啊。
So chaff, it's just that only had the shelf of the wheat.
里面没有那个果子。
The inside does not have a fruit.
我们家以前种稻子啊，那稻子收成之后呢，要用一种风红垢哦，台湾叫红垢，风谷啊，风啊，就是你这样摇摇哦，那会产生一个动力，那个麦子倒进来，然后就把那个糠皮吹出去，稻子就流到另外一边来哦，因为你打了风，那它会就把糠皮吹出来这样子。
But my family used to plant the green wheat.
A kind of equipment, huh? You are able to roll something to produce wind, and when the grain falls, the sheaf will blow by the wind, and the grain itself will fall in a certain place, huh? 那个没有用被风吹出来那些壳啊，后来就拿到灶里面去做火烧掉了。
So the shelf, which is came out from the chaff, was useless. Were used to burn for the fire.
所以今天我们不要除了我们有敬虔的外貌，更重要的是要有敬虔的实质。
So today, not only that we have an outer appearance, godly outer appearance, that we also need to have inner godly appearance. Inner.
主耶稣骂法利赛人，就是他们只有外面没有里面。
The Lord Jesus has a scope to the Pharisee that they only have outer appearance, godliness, not inner.
他们心中没有爱，他们心中只有秀，只爱秀，没有真正的爱在里面。
Their hearts does not have love. They only like to show.
所以耶稣说你们是死像死人的坟墓一样，里面充你们是这个混世的坟墓，里面充满了死人的骨头。
So the Lord Jesus said, told them that they are the corpse that in the tomb.
Whitewashed tomb, full with bone, even though outward looks beautiful. 犹大书也骂这样的人呢。
So Judah, book of Judah also mentioned these type of people.
他说这样恶的工人是一种没有云的雨没有雨的云。
So these type of evil person is just like the wind does not have rain.
Clouds without rain. Clouds.
Clouds without rain.
是秋天不会结果子的树。
So it's the spring does not grow fruit.
The tree in the autumn time, 秋天不会结果子的树。
Spring in autumn time, excuse me.
超精彩。The tree in the autumn time without fruit, 对不对
？Okay, the trees in autumn time without fruit.
是，你不要紧张慢慢换。是海里的狂浪会涌出那些壳子的沫子里面，壳子的沫子。
It's just like the wave in the seas that will produce foam.
所以你注意到说这样的工人啊，如果在教会里面啊，他越投入教会的问题越多。
So we have to notice these type of workers that fully to devote to the church, but there's produce more problems.
如果这样的像康比这样的工人越投入教会的垃圾越多。
So similar to this type of tier worker, it's much devoted and there is much more junk produced.
More shift, more junk, right?就是这样子的，所以今天我们说我们要像一粒麦子埋下去啊，我们真的要先检查自己的生命。
So today we say that we are like the grain of wheat and need to be buried, that we need to examine our life.
圣经这样讲，这个 外表受割礼的不是真割礼，里面受割礼的才是真割礼啦。
The Bible says the outer appearance of circumcision is not the true circumcision, but the true circumcision is circumcision within the heart.
外表基督徒的不是真基督徒，里面是基督徒的才是真的基督徒。
The outer appearance of a Christian is not the true Christian. The true Christian is the innerChristian within the heart.
有一天火会来啊，来考验我们的生命，看看我们是不是真的基督徒啊。
One day the fire will come test us, to allow us to realize that ourselves is a true Christian.
我们以前提过这个 Columbine High School 那件事情啊，那个穿着风衣啊，黑色的皮鞋，黑色的风衣啊，绑个像魔鬼头发那个，他进去杀人，第一句话他问什么呢
？So we have mentioned a Columbine's killing. There's a person.Wearing a black cloth and then also a black bandana and going there and tell somebody what kind of question he asked.
好，我先问一个问题。第一个问题是说，你相信有神吗
？The question he asked, the first question he asked is, "Do you believe God exists?"
啊，那老师跟他讲说，啊，愿神祝福你。
And the teacher says, "May God bless you."
一枪就把他毙命了。
And this person had shoot this person to death.
啊 ，shoot the teacher.所以我们知道，其实常常在那个时候，你敢承认自己是基督徒吗？
So、that,
有火考验的时候，这是真，是不是真的基督徒就显露出来了
？So in that type of circumstances that we can realize if we are the true Christians.
听说有在某一个共产国家里面呢、有那个时候有很多的基督徒的逼迫。
So I heard that one of the country is communist.And there's a lot of persecution to the Christians.
然后突然之间呢、啊，有一个教会在聚会啊，一堆歹徒就过来了。
So all of a sudden, this church that was having a service, and all of a sudden, there's a lot of criminal came to this church.
逼迫的人过来了哈、哦。
The person who persecuted this, had came to this.
拿着枪对着观众跟他们讲说：“你们要信耶稣的啊，不信耶稣赶快走啊！这个要信耶稣留下，要信耶稣的要打死你们。”
So the gun person pointing to the congregation said, "If you believe in the Lord, that
你们信耶稣的要用枪，不信耶稣的赶快离开了。
If you believe in the Lord, I will shoot you to death. If you don't believe, that you can leave."
啊，结果很多人都离开了。
So many people have left the church.
剩下一些人留下来。
There's only few that stayed in the church.
啊，最后等到这些人离开的时候呢，这些人呢，把枪放下来，跟这些人说。我刚刚啊是要把假的基督徒赶走的啊，我跟你们是一国的啦。
So then later on, this false criminal and Talon says, "I was just fooling around, but it's just I just wanted to get rid of the false Christians."
I'm at the same size with you. We are also Christian. 所以啊，今天啊，我们不一定会经过这么奇怪的考验，但是我们真的在考。属于我们的考验的时候，我们还能够做一个真正的基督徒吗
？So today, of course, we will not experience this type of test, tribulation. But if this does come to us, can we still be a true Christian?
我们再来谈一谈呢、我们刚提到以利麦子要反省自己是不是真的是麦子？我们再来看一谈麦子的生命到底有什么特色
？So let's talk about the life of a grain of wheat. What are the characteristics?
摸起到这个麦子本身看起来是非常微不足道的。
So we have discovered this wheat was very fragile and weak.
你说麦子比较有价值，还是钻石比较有价值
？So do we say that the grain of wheat is more valuable, or the diamonds is more valuable?
但是神就说我们好像一粒麦子一样。
But God says that we are like the grain of wheat.
人说起来我们在神面前真的是很微不足道的。
So as men speak this way before the Lord that we indeed is very weak and fragile.
我们来看诗篇的第八篇第四节。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 8 verse 4.
诗篇第八篇第四节。
Psalm chapter 8 verse 4.
诗篇八篇四节。
Psalm verse 8 verse 4.
第三节开始读。我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿。第四节。
Verse 4.
便说人算什么？你竟顾念他？是人算什么？你竟顾念他？当大卫看到神所造的伟大的宇宙的时候
，So when David seen the creation of God，
那个月亮、那个星星啊
，the moon and also the star，
便说世人算什么
？So he says, what men worthy of？
你知道人类登陆地啊，第一次登陆月球的时候，在太空中所读的诗就是诗篇第八篇。
So when men first land on the moon, the first song they had read out is this verse.
他们看到那个美丽的像蓝宝石的地球，又看到月亮，看到神所做的啊，实在是发觉到自己太渺小了。
They see the earth just like a blue diamond, and also the moon. They really see the men, mankind is very small.
真的，你到飞机上面，你看得到你自己的家在哪里吗
？Truly, if you're on the plane, can you see the house you live in？
啊，真的，有时候我们自己的房子都看不到了。
Sometimes we cannot even see the house。
啊，除非你这个飞机要下降，不然那么高空上，你房子真的看不到。
Unless the plane is going lower, and or else you cannot see your own house。
真的，人在神面前真的不算什么。
So truly, man before God is.Really, it's not what it's not really.
就好像我们觉得一粒麦子没有什么一样的。
Just like we say, the grain of wheat is not really.
我们看啊，以赛亚书四章的十五节。
Isaiah chapter
四十章十五节。
40:15.
以赛亚书四十章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 40:15.
四十章十五节。
40:15.
我们读到十七节。
3:15-17.
四十章十五节到十七节，看哪，万民都像水桶里的一滴。又算如天平上的微尘，他汲取众海岛，好像极为之物。十六节，黎巴嫩的树林不够当柴烧，其中的走兽不够当作燔祭。十七节，万民在他面前好像虚无，被他看为不及虚无，乃为虚空。我们每个人呐、啊，真的万民呐、啊，在神眼前呐、啊，像水桶里面一滴啊，真的很小很小的。
And all nations just before the Lord is just like a count of a small dust.Or dropped or the bucket before the Lord.
那个微尘在天平上面不会让天平有重量的。
So the dust on the balance, there's no weight.
所以黎巴嫩那么多树也不够神来啊，不够不当不够当柴烧的啦。
So then Lebanon, there's many trees of Lebanon is not sufficient to burn.
我们在神面前真的是虚无的、空的。
Before the Lord, we truly is vanity and small.
真的，我们人常常自己一有什么成就，就会觉得真的自己很不错。
So sometimes it truly that when a man is very successful, that we are very proud of ourselves.
你看那个亚撒龙，他一辈子就是以自己的头发为荣耀。
So we know that Absalom, his whole life, it shows his glory of his hair.
每年剪一次，要称一次重量。
So every year he had cut his hair and weighed his hair.
因为他们的说法就是头发越重是越聪明的人呐。
So they're saying that the more hair they have and weighted is much wiser.
结果呢，他最后怎么样呢？
So what the
他以为好的头发，最后就是被缠在树枝上面，他就是死在头发被缠在树枝上面。
So what was the result at the end happened to him? That his result was that his hair was tied on the trees and died on the tree.
我相信他掉在那里的时候才发觉到啊，原来人可以那么无助啊。
So I believe that when he was hanging on the trees, that he felt that truly man is very weak.
所以常常啊，我们自以为很厉害的，其实在神面前都是没有什么的。
So often a person felt that he's very successful and very has many ability that before the Lord they're really is very fragile and weak.
圣经上有一个财主啊，他跟自己讲说，你积蓄很多，我的灵魂啊，你可以这个吃喝快乐了，可以安然的享受了。
The Bible says there is a rich man that he has saved many that he can be merry and drink and be merry.
但是神说，今天晚上要你的灵魂，你所有的要归谁呢
？So the Lord said to him tonight, your soul be taken, all your possession will belong to who?
真的，当我们走到生命最后一刻的时候，才会知道人活着真的只有一口气而已。
So truly, when a person came to the end of his life, that we realized that the man was living.Because with one last breath,
好像一粒麦子那么没有价值，微不足道的。
Just like a grain of wheat is not value.
但是神却给这个微不足道的人呐、啊，像一粒麦子啊，赋给他生命。
But God has given this weak person as a grain of wheat, symbolize a grain of wheat, a life.
真的很奇妙，有时候这个哦，这个麦子啊，种子啊，有时候放很久，哎，真的你把它种下去，还会有生命呢。
So truly, this wheat.And after the, we put it somewhere for a long time, and we put it into the ground, and still there's life.
我们家以前养小鸟啊，我们那个 seed 都是99 cent store 买的。
Before that, I used to have raised birds that I buy the food for the birds, the seeds, It's from the 99 cent store.
我都不晓得那个灯已经放多久了，所以我就是很好奇啊，我就拿到院子里面种种看，一方面想说自己长以后就不用再买鸟食了。
So I thought, I don't know how long these seeds have been put in the store, and I felt that if I just take these seeds to plant it myself, so in the future I don't have to buy the food or the seeds for the bird.
哎，真的呢，哇！不想忘多久，但是它还是有生命，还是会长。
So truly, I don't know how long this seeds been put in the stores. After I put in the ground, it still have life and grow.
圣经讲生命在耶稣基督里面。
The Bible says the life is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
生命就是人的光。
And the life is the light of a man.
圣经讲父怎么样让自己有生命，子也照样的给子照样的有生命，所以。天上的父耶稣基督成为子，他们都有一个生命。
So the Bible says the light, however God has light in them, also given to the light to His sons.
啊，所以我们今天到耶稣面前，就是来神面前得到生命。主耶稣就赋给我们一个新的生命。
So today we came before the Lord. That this means that the Lord has given us a life.
所以耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
So Lord Jesus said that He is the truth and the way and the life.
所以来到神面前的他就可以得到丰盛的生命。
So whoever came before the Lord, that he will receive abundant life.
我们来看约翰福音的第二十章三十一节。
Let's look at John chapter 20, verse 31.
二十章三十一节。
John chapter 20, verse 31.
二十章三十一节。
20 verse 31.
但记这些事是要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。我们信耶稣，就会得生命啊。
So we believe in the Christ, and we will receive life.
啊，我们约翰福音写那么多故事，最后就是希望你得到耶稣基督的生命。
So there's many stories written in the book of John that the end result, the purpose is for us to receive life in Christ.
就像那粒麦子，神赋给他生命。今天我们信了耶稣，神也给我们。他的生命
just like the grain of wheat, God has given life to the wheat. Just like when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, God will also give us life.
真的，当我们受洗的时候，我们就重生了。
Truly, when we baptize, we are rebirth.
我们那个生命就是属天，不再是属地的了。
So our life belongs to the heavens and not belong to the world.
我们那个生命啊，魔鬼对我们没有权势的了。
So the life we have, Satan has no control.
那个生命是属光明，不是属黑暗的了。
So the life become light.It's not belong to the dark.
耶稣说他就是羊的门。
So Lord Jesus said He is the gate.
我们受洗的就是进入耶稣的门。
So after a person baptized is entered to this gate.
耶稣说不但要得生命，而且要得更丰盛的生命。
So Lord Jesus said not only receive life, but receive abundant life.
所以今天来到神面前，我们真的像一颗 potential 的有生命的种子一样哦。
So before we came to Lord today, that truly that we have a potential just.Like the grain of wheat has life.
啊，今天不但是啊，受洗的能够得到神的生命，真的，我们的道理让我们生命丰富起来啊。
So not only a person baptized can receive life, the word of God can allow us also have abundant life.
啊，所以圣上讲，人活着不是单靠食物哦。
So the Bible says, man does not live in bread alone.
啊，是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But for living, every word came from the mouth of the Lord.
啊，最近到这个智利去。
So lately, I've been to Chile.
我就被一个慕道者感动到。
So I was greatly moved by this truth seeker.
我就问他说：“你有没有什么真理上的问题、啊、
？”So asking, do you have any question about the truth?
啊，对，真耶稣教会感觉怎么样
？So what do you think about the True Jesus Church?
啊，他说一句话，他说：“哇，这个我觉得道理这里真的是很美好啊！我来到真耶稣教会，你把我赶走，我都不会离开了。
So、
你赶我，我都不会离开了。”
So he said to me, the truth in the true church is very wonderful. Even you try to get rid of me, that I will not leave this church.
Oh, 我心里真的很感动呢。
So my heart was greatly moved.
这是什么话
？So what is he saying?
这是彼得说的话。
This is the word that Peter has spoken in the Bible.
主啊，你有永生之道，我们还要跟随谁呢
？The Lord that you have eternal life.Where shall we go?
所以今天呢，我们要常常鼓励弟兄姐妹啊，常常听道理哦，常常读圣经。
So today we like to encourage brother sister often listen to the sermons and also often read the Bible.
我们的孩子也是一样啊。
Just like our children.
因为他们常常听道理，常常读圣经啊，他们常常觉得里面是充实的。
So they often listen to sermon and read the Bible. They feel that in their heart. And life is fully abundant.
吃得饱饱的,
they are fully fed.
啊, 神的生命在他们里面,
the life of the Lord is in them.
不但这样子啊, 我们今天啊, 啊, 主耶稣给我们生命啊, 就是借着圣灵, 啊, 给我们生命啊, 啊, 生命丰盛起来。
Not only does God give us life through the Holy Spirit.
你看以西结书37章啊,
we know Ezekiel chapter 37.
大家都知道那个骸骨的比喻,
so we all know that the parable of the dry bone.
啊, 以西结来到一个大平原, 里面充满了很多很多死人的骸骨。
So the Ezekiel went to this dry land, this land full of a dead dry bones.
然后神就跟以西结问说，这些骸骨会复活吗？
So the Ezekiel asked God, will these dry bones be alive?
以西结说他不知道了。
Ezekiel said he does not know.
神就说你对这些骸骨说预言。
The God had told Ezekiel to speak prophecy to
these
dry bones.
就是对他们讲道的意思，对他们讲神的话。
So this means that they speaking a word of God to them.
圣经上讲，他一讲，地就大震动，骨头跟骨头连接，长筋长肉长皮，就把他们覆盖起来。
So the Bible says after he spoke, the earth was shaken, and then the dry bone start have flesh, and they have awakened.
神就跟以西结讲，你对说风说言，风就代表圣灵。
So the God told Ezekiel to speak prophecy to the wind, and the wind represent the Holy Spirit.
当这个风啊气息进到他们生命里面的时候，
So when the wind go into the life of this a dry bone,
他们就有神的生命,
and they have life of the Lord.
他们就成为神的一个大军队,
so they're becoming a great army of God.
同样的，今天呢, 我们除了受洗的听道理得圣灵, 我们让我们生命更加丰盛起来。
So today the same, that after we baptize and receive Holy Spirit and listen to the sermon and word of God, that our life will be abundant.
这礼拜三呢, 在家庭聚会,
this Wednesday there is a family Bible study.
有一个, 我们刚刚为他除偶像的朋友, 他就做见证。
There's a friend that we just helping to get rid of the idols that this person has testified.
他是泰国的华侨。
He is
overseas Chinese from Thai, 对不对?
The people from Thailand came to US.
所以, 他有很多的偶像。
But he, this person has many idols.
我来美国没有除过这么多偶像。
So after I came to US, that I have never cast out and give it so many idols.
我们那天除偶像是开卡车去除的。
So that day that we taking out all this idol is that we drove a truck to this place.
我们除偶像 祷告的时候，我看这个小姐起来的时候一直哭一直哭。
When we are getting rid of all these idols, in our prayer, after we got up from the prayer, we see this this lady that she was crying and continues to cry.
我实在是不懂为什么。后来那个家务跟我讲说，传道你不知道，你们从小信耶稣都不知道，你们不晓得我们以前哦，中途过来的，我们以前哦，经历怎么样哦，你们这个你们很难体会的。
So one of the coordinator and tells me that pastor, you do not know that in our life, throughout our life, what we have experienced that you do not know.
Because you were born Christian, we are not. 那个这个慕道朋友就开始做见证了。
So this truth seeker started testifying.
他说他以前二十四年来，他没有一个过年，他不是哭，眼睛哭到红的。
So he says throughout his 24 years, and every New Year's that he was crying till his eyes is become all red.
为什么呢？
Why?
二十四年来，他一直很难忘记他那种婚姻的痛苦。
So this 24 years that she often cannot forget about her marriage is very in painful status.
他说呢，他说他先生啊，给他的孩子啊下符啊，结果他的孩子两个女儿对他非常的不好。
So he said that her husband gave some kind of a spell to the children. To the children.
所以女儿对他非常不好。
So the daughter was not treated her the mother not very good.
他讲得很白，就是我女儿骂我是 bash 了，是不是？ bash bitch， 不是，那怎么拼？不会拼，不要讲这种话，就是拿女儿骂他这样的字眼呢。
And my the children scold to the mother some bad words.
并且呢。
Also hit the mother.
然后有一次，她开着车子，开到桥上去，她就是要这样子冲出去，自杀算了。
So one time she was driving to a bridge, she wanted to drive off the bridge and want to kill herself.
然后说 还好，那时候有个想法，就我还有一个儿子啊，我那个儿子对我还不错哦。
Oh, she had a thought that I have a son, that the son treats me very good.
啊，他二十四年来，他说为什么他每年过年都会哭？因为他的小孩子，他的女儿是过年的时候生的。
So there's 24 years, and she explained why is it every New Year she's crying, because this is when her daughter was born in the New Year.
最近来到真耶稣教会。
And then lately they had came to True Church.
他说。第一次来的时候，人家帮他按手祷告，他一按手，他整个头快要裂掉了。
The first time that she came to our church and someone laid hand on her and prayed, that she felt her head almost explode.
第二次、第三次都是头很重很重这样子。
The second and third time she felt her head is very heavy.
第四次就比较好了。
And the fourth time is much better.
有一次听了道理，大受感动。
One time she heard a sermon, she was greatly moved.
啊，祷告的时候我看到啊，因为他以前呢也是受过开光典礼的哦，就是那个活教的光开光啊，开过光的啊，看到很多活啊，很多那个魔鬼料理就从那个 forehead 这边哦，这边一直跑出来啊。
So she was in her prayer, she saw many of the evil spirit.Came out from the head of a person.
From herself.
From herself.
然后呢，啊，这个出去之后呢，啊，就开始看到很多雪花，很多星星，啊，很多很漂亮的星，然后看到鸟，就是鸽子哦，啊，看到是荣光，就开始照它。
And she has seen many stars and also dove, and she has seen the glorious light to shine on.
啊，就开始讲圣灵了哦。
And she started to speak in tongue.
啊，她从那个时候开始啊。她的生命有一个很奇妙的改变了。
So from that moment, she felt her life has been changed.
真的，我记得每个礼拜三，她现在都来参加家庭聚会。
So I noticed that every Wednesday night, she came to the family Bible study.
她说啊，她在公司里面以前常跟人家吵架，现在好像一个什么东西把她遮住，都看不到别人的缺点了。
So she mentioned she in her workplace, she often have argument with her coworker, but now she has said, all of a sudden, all the weaknesses of her co-worker, she cannot, it was covered, she cannot see.
Oh, 她很多见证了，神用借着异象、异梦来带领她。
She has many testimony. God used the visions and also dreams to lead her.
感动我们的是，她现在打电话给她女儿说：“神，女儿啊，你们要到以后要到真耶稣教会哦，真的，这里真的是好的无比的一个地方啊。”
So to move her, that she had told her daughters that you truly need to come to True Church. This place is very wonderful.
像一粒麦子，神赋给她生命，为自己的名引导她走义路。
Just like a grain of wheat, God has given this grain of wheat to her as a life to lead her to a true way.
保罗说：“神的生命在我身上照常显大。”真的，当神的生命在我们身上的时候，我们可以把神的生命显大。
Paul, I say the life of God is in us, and this in us can manifest God's great power.
所以，虽然一粒麦子，我们可以看到神的生命在里面。
So as a grain of wheat that we can see the light of God in this wheat.
那我们再来谈一谈哦，这粒麦子最后啊，希望每一个人呐、啊、都能够像一粒麦子落到土里面死了。
So and then let's talk about, hopefully every one of us is just like this grain of wheat will fall to the ground and die.
我们来看一下约翰福音十二章二十三节。
That's what John chapter 12 verse 23.
十二章二十三节。
12.
再读一次。
Verse 23. Let's read again.
耶稣说：“人子得荣耀的时候到了。我实实在在告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里面死了，仍旧一粒；落死了，就结出许多子粒来。”二十五节，爱惜自己生命的，就失上生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就是保守生命到永生。二十六节，若人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在那里服侍我的人，也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。这个哦，一粒麦子死了，这是指着我们要过着服侍神的生活。
So this means a grain of seed have died, and this means that we need to live a life of servitude.
把我们的生命献给神来用了。
To offer our life to God to serve God.
这个过程是不简单的。
So this process is not very easy.
但是如果一个人真的可以把自己的生命舍去，就是把自己埋葬了，神要借着他结出百倍来，结出许多子粒来。
So a person can sacrifice his life and to bury himself, and to will grow.A hundredfold and harvest
much fruit. 全世界，这个结最多籽粒的到底是哪一个籽粒呢
？So what type of seeds that will grow the most fruit?
我想就是耶稣基督本身呢、啊。
So I think it's Lord Jesus Christ himself.
耶稣基督本身，他在克西马尼园，他把自己舍去了。
So Lord Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, he has forsake his life.
他说：“父啊，不要照我的意思，照你的意思行。
”He said, "Lord, that do." does not work in my own will, pray according to your will.
最后他为我们被钉在十字架上面。
So at the end, he got crucified on the cross for us.
他说，当人子被举起来的时候，万人就要被吸引来归他。
So he says, when he's lifted up, he will draw all men.
所以他真的结出好多好多的子粒，我们都是他所结的子粒。
So he indeed had grown many food that we are, the fruits that he grow.
He bear. 保罗也是一样，不是吗？
Just the same as Paul.
保罗说，对世界而言，我是死了。
Paul says, to the world that I have died.
对我而言，世界已经死了。
For myself, I see the world that I'm dying.
啊，如今活着的不再是我自己活着。
So I live does not live by for myself.
啊，是我是要为那个为我而死复活的主来活着。
So I'm living for the Lord that died for me. I live for Him.
所以你看那个这个彼得啊，在这个使徒行传呢，他这样讲啊。
So we can see that Peter in Book of Acts has mentioned.
他说啊，他知道在他前面呢有很多困难在等待他。
So he knows that there's many difficulty and trial and tribulation was before him.
但是他说他不以性命为念。
But he says he does not care about his life.
啊，也不看作宝贵。
Does not see his life as precious.
只要行完我的路程，成全主耶稣啊所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。所以他一辈子的想法就是没有关系了，我生死都已经置之度外了，我只要把神的工作做好就好了。
So he treats his life as he does not care about his life as long he has accomplished God's work.And he shall be done.
啊，所以啊，他也像一粒麦子，把自己埋在地里面。
So he just like a grain of wheat that was buried into the ground.
啊，结出很多的籽粒来。
He has grown many fruits.
所以你看呢，那时候的人形容保罗是说是像瘟疫啊，是啊，搅动天下的人呢。
So at the time the people say Paul is just like a plague that stirred out the people in the world.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天你我，如果你真的愿意呀、啊，愿意呀、啊，为神来活，真的，你的周遭会不一样的。
So brother and sister, today that you and me that willing to live for the Lord, our environment will be different.
真的，只要一个啊，只要一个就可以影响教会很大。一个肯投入的信徒，就影响教会很大。
So truly,
不一定是传道人呐、啊。
So truly, we just need one person is fully devoted will influence many people. Not necessarily is saying that it's a pastor.
所以我们每个人、啊、都要学习来做这一粒麦子。
So every one of us has to learn to be like this grain of wheat.
如果我们心、啊、跟着这个世界、啊、我们的心真的会常常会上上下下不安定。
So if our heart follows this worldly trend, our heart will be very unstable.
我记得真的几年前我在湾区的时候。
And I still remember years ago I was in Bay Area.
那时候 .com 真的是很厉害很厉害的时候。
At the time, the dot-com is
booming.
It's very booming.
哦，那时候你看那个 Newsweek 它怎么写
？So at the time, the Newsweek it has very many news.
啊，那时候呢，啊，现在人都是 go west， 很多在华尔街上班的，统统把工作辞掉，要来到硅谷上班。
So many people was in a.
那时候的口号就是 go west， 到硅谷去了。
At the time, the slogan is saying go to west.
很多人把华尔街的工作辞掉，到硅谷上班。
Many people has stopped their jobs in the
Wall Street.
Wall Street, and then they go to the West.
Go to Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley.
就没有几年呐、啊，那个 bubble burst 掉了。
So not only after a few years, this bubble has burst.
他们又叫做硅谷大逃亡 ，Exodus from Silicon Valley.
So those are saying that is the Exodus from the Silicon Valley.
你说。我们现在又到一个很down的时候了。
So now we came into another stage of economic recess.
如果我们的心是在这个世界的
，So if our heart is in this world,
你会知道你的心永远就是上上下下的。
So we can notice our heart is always up and down.
如果世界对你已经死掉了
，So if the world for you that you felt the world for
我就是为神活啊，反正有饭吃，主耶稣绝对不可能的。就是一个观念，主耶稣绝对不可能让我当乞丐，就是这么一个观念而已。
So we live for the Lord that we have this concept that the Lord will not allow me to become a beggar.
人生就是吃好跟吃不好而已，就这么差别而已啦。
So the life is a person eats very good and a person does not eat very good.
The only difference is eating bread and eating lobsters. 真的就这么差别而已啦。唯一的差别就是你看吃什么而已啦。其实神都会照顾我们的生活。
So only difference is eating a lobster and the regular food. So this is how God
但是问题是，你只要立志跟随神哦，你会知道你的心永远都是稳定的。
So if we have determination to follow God, and our heart will be stable.
所以到底埋葬这个埋到底是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean to bury?
因为他说，如果一粒籽粒啊落在土里死了，到底怎么个死法呢
？So he says that this seed has fallen to the ground and died, and how this way the seed is dying.
我们来看两个经文哦，我想我们都很熟的。我们看啊，以赛亚书四十三章。
Let's look at Isaiah 43.
四十三章。
Isaiah 43.
第七节。
Verse
7. 四十三章第七节。
43 verse 7.
就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做所造成的。我们今天哦，活说怎么样，就是像藜麦子真的死掉，就是你知道，我们活着不是为自己活，是为那个我创造我们主的那个荣耀来活，为主的荣耀来活，为彰显神的荣耀来活。
So today we say we like the grain of wheat and die, and we're not living for ourselves, we're living for the glory of God.
我们再看一节，我们看哥林多后书。
Let's look at Second Corinthians,
第五章
verse 5.
这很有名，我们都会背。
It's very famous that we all know.
哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
五章的十四啊，五章的十四节。
Chapter 5 verse 14.
原来基督的爱激励我们。因我们想一人接替众人死，众人都死了。十五节，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃是为替他们死而复活的主活。啊，再来就是荣耀神，再来是为主活了。
So after glorified for God, and the second is to live for the Lord.
主就是爱，就是为爱活着。
So Lord is love. We live for the.
我活着就是为了爱神爱人。
Well, I live because to love God and love men.
所以今天我们说，我们呢、啊、为主。来埋呀、啊，来埋葬自己啊！就是真的啊，我们以主作为我们生命的第一优先呐、啊。
So today we say we bury for the Lord that we will allow the Lord as a first in our life.
最近在跟一个弟兄姐妹啊，这个讨论那个传道人问题的时候，他就说：“你看那个很多教派哦，他们的传道人早上四点钟就起来祷告。”
So lately I've been talking this guy with the brother sister.That I mentioned the pastor in other church, they are waking up about 4 in the morning to start to pray.
那五点就跟弟兄姐妹啊，上班族的弟兄姐妹一起祷告。
In 5 o'clock, they will pray with the brother sister is working, they pray with them.
很多教派他说都是那个传道人都是从一个手提包开始的，来慢慢建立一个教会的。
So there's many congregation, the pastor start from there holding a suitcase.And they start to build a church.
没有错，这样实在是一粒麦子的精神呐。
And indeed, that this is the spirit of a grain of wheat.
我们也盼望这些需要每个传道人都像这样一样。
So we also hope that every pastor in true church is like this.
其实让我们更感动的是，这些需要很多平信徒哦，虽然不是传道，他们本身也是过献身的生活。
And even for us to greatly move that, some of the members not like a pastor.They live a life of sacrifice.
真的，我有一次啊，我以前没有当传道啊，做先道古护者啊，真的一个姐妹，我就发觉到跟我们一起去访问了、啊，抱着孩子哦，煮完饭，然后呢，马上出来抱着孩子，那时候孩子很小，跟我们一直这样子出去啊，到晚上很晚才回家。为了就是什么呢？带领人来信耶稣啊。
So before I was a pastor, I was the council member for the evangelisms that we went out to preach. That the sister.Will go with us and holding the baby, that go preach with us and came back very late.
我到智利去啊，遇到一对夫妇。
So I went to Chile's. I met a couple.
他们本来是那边赚钱的。
So they went over there to make earning for their life.
但是后来他们有机会离开那个地方。
But they have opportunity to leave that place.
后来觉得不行，主耶稣后来了解主耶稣原来。他的目的是要把福音带到那个地方去的。
So they felt they would not leave that place, because they felt that the Lord Jesus, sent them over there to preach the gospel.
两个都不是传道人。
The two of them, they are not pastors.
花很多时间呐、啊，就是要急着要把福音传出去。
They spend a lot of time, that to preach the gospel.
教会就这样被建立起来。
So because, this way they are preaching.The church is established.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真的每个人都要当一个小小的那粒麦子哦。
So, brother, sister, today that we, will become this. Everyone of us need to become this small grain of wheat.
耶稣说，如果一个人呐、啊，啊， 我们再回来看这一节哈。
Let's come back to read this verse.
我们看这个十二章。
And
十二章哦。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命。在这世界上恨恶自己生命的，就保守生命到永生。所以说到 if not, 如果一个人不把自己当麦子埋在土里面，会怎么样呢？
So if a person does not allow himself as a grain of wheat buried in the ground, so what shall happen to this person?
他最后仍旧是一粒麦子了。
At the end, this person is still just like a seed.
他里面还是有神的生命的，没有错。
Well, of course, he's inside in his heart.Has a life of God.
但是他还是一粒啊。
But he's still just a grain of wheat.
如果他一直不埋下去
，If this grain of wheat is not buried,
到最后他还是一样会失落自己的生命。
So at the end, he will lose his life.
哦，我在想，可能被飞鸟吃掉了吧
？Maybe some of the these seeds have been eaten by the birds.
啊，或者是啊，被这个异教的风，或者是那个被风吹走了，被世界的风吹走了。
Or the wind from the heresy, or the wind from the world.Has blown the seed away.
或者是真的太久太久了，最后真的自然失去生命了。
Or even staying there for a long time, at the end, had lose its life.
所以真的，如果你真的要为自己得到生命，想要过自己的生命，到最后就是失掉自己的生命了。
So if we truly want to gain our life to receive life, that we need to lose and sacrifice our life.
我们当基督徒来教会，不要有一种赋税的观念而已，当公民赋税的观念而已，我奉献就好了，我其他东西不用做，不要那个观念。
So as a Christian, a kind of church, let's not have this concept, and I just offer, but that's not work. Just have offering, but that's not serve and work at church.
Just like paying tax, huh? In this country, 这是不对的观念了，哈。So、耶稣不是让我们做这样的信徒。
So this is not the right concept. The Lord does not want us to be a Christian.
真的多少基督徒希望教会的工作越少越好，我要在世界赚大钱哦，啊又可以保守信仰啊，我也在世界上享受。
So many Christians felt that the work of God should be less and less, that they can be able to make a lot of money in the world, to enjoy the world.
存这样的心的人哦，真的。追求自己生命的人，到最后会丧掉生命。
So the person who had this heart to seek for their own life, at the end, this person will lose his life.
真的，我们如果赚了很多，在世界赚了很多，到最后能够带走多少呢
？So truly, if a person make many money in this world, at the end, how much can this person bring with them?
大家有去过那个Hershey Castle 吗
？Has anybody has been to the Hershey Castle?
进去之前有一条很长的路哈。
And before, went into this place, there is a long wait.
啊，那个 private property 真的是很大。
And the private property is very big.
那个建筑有多少明星、多少政治要人在里面集合过
？So this building, there's many celebrities and also politicians has meet at this building.
但是今天那个 Hershey 夫妇在哪里
？So today, where is this Hershey couple?
他们在神的面前价值有多少
？So before the Lord, what are the value for them before the Lord？
所以愿主耶稣感动我们的心哦。
So may God move our hearts。
大家都能够做一粒麦子。
So every one of us can become a grain of wheat。
尤其啊，教会啊，比较小的地方。
Especially a church is very small。
啊，让我们都能够立志为主来活，复兴教会，兴旺教会。
So we can make a determination to live for the Lord, to revive the church。
我们来唱诗398首。
Singing 398。